I think activism starts the first time you say, that's not fair, and cry. That's the beginning of it.
Rebel Fagan may not be able to pinpoint just when that was for him, but he has been a committed and consistent presence in the forefront of progressive activism in Sonoma County for the past 38 years. It's a personal, politically driven history that he has compiled in a newly published memoir, Tales from the Perpetual Oppositional Culture, A Journey into Resistance.
I've often been a bit of an irritant, but you have to understand that a pearl is a result of a great irritation. And I'm trying to help create pearls in our world. This is what works for me.
Rebel, and yes, that's his given name, came to Sonoma County as a college student in the early 1970s. He soon was involved in demonstrating against nuclear power and the Diablo Canyon nuclear reactor. He says he quickly learned to back his stance with a deeper understanding of the issue.
Somebody would say, well, what are you going to do for power instead? And if I don't have an answer, then it becomes incumbent on me to either shut up and go home or do the research necessary to answer those kinds of questions. So there's an educational process, there's an activist process, there's a huge community process that is necessary for this to work.
From marching with Sonomore Atomics back then to Black Lives Matter protests this summer, Fagan's activism has been unstinting. It's also gotten him arrested more than a few times, but he doesn't consider that significant.
Yeah, it's getting arrested, but it's also going to town meetings. It's also cleaning rivers and waterways. It's educating the youth, making appointments with your congressional representatives and politely asking them to quit napalming women and children. It's all of that combined, but it's got to be done correctly. Nonviolent change has a permanency that violent change never does.
While the battles may seem endless, Fagan, a recently retired high school teacher, can point to successes over the years, from protection of the old-growth Headwaters Forest to the ongoing strength of the Sonoma County Peace and Justice Center. And he is energized by the new issue-focused subgroups that have grown out of the Occupy movement.
Student debt. There's a group called Occupy Our Debt that is trying to fix that. Occupy Our Homes, finding out that when they foreclose on you, maybe the banks don't own the paper to take your home from you. Occupy Sacramento worked against Nestle's taking water from the Sacramento area to sell at the cost of the people of Sacramento doing without water. This is what has come out of Occupy.
Asked what has motivated him through all of this, Fagan begins by quoting the poet Allen Ginsberg.
The purpose of life is to relieve the suffering of others. Everything else, drunken dumb show. To a large degree, that's why I became a teacher. That's why I do what I do. I would see 6-8-year-old boy, tears running down his face and a rock in his hand, facing a fully grown adult in a tank with a Kevlar suit and a machine gun. It's real easy to figure out which side I'm on, and that if I sit and do nothing, the killing will go on. And if I do something, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to stop, but it's got a lot better chance than if I do nothing.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.